Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred Bell this evening. He's asked me to fill in, and he's doing some running around and getting information for his new book that we've discussed over the air for quite some time. So he's asked me to fill in this evening, and I'm more than happy to do that. I'll try to keep the format as best I can in terms of nuclear receptor and the projectors and the projector necklace. And we should have a good evening this evening. Also, I wanted to start out by talking about intuition. And what I'd like to ask people to do, because I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow night, is to follow their intuition for like 8 or 10 hours, even in the morning. Just follow it. Ask your guides, ask your angels, or even ask God, please connect you to your higher self and intuition. And just work with it for 8 or 10 hours and see where it leads you. It'll be so interesting for you guys to do that, for the people that have not done that. And I know Dr. Fred has talked about it on the Art Bell Show. And I thought it'd be a lot of fun to do that, and you guys can call me tomorrow night. The phone numbers here this evening are 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. As I said, I'm going to keep the format as close as I can for Dr. Fred, and this evening we can talk about the nuclear reset, about the projectors. We can talk about the projectors that are hanging up on the wall. I've got so much information to give you on those subjects. Now, also, if you do have necklaces, please call in if you need another stone, because I can actually take a stone and change the energy of the stone to the stone that you're looking for, and you can see if that stone would be positive for you in terms of replacing it with the stone that you have. So I can do that for you, and we can have some fun with that over the air. Also this evening, as I said, we're going to be talking about the nuclear receptors, and I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've been with Dr. Fred for about 10 years. And I started out with a silver receptor and a blue sapphire, and I wore that blue sapphire for 8 years. The first 2 weeks that I had my blue sapphire on with a silver silver nuclear receptor, I was walking in the woods and saw a lot of black pouring out of my back. And I called Fred, and we discussed it for about 2 or 3 minutes. And he says, you can see the black coming out. Yeah, I said, yeah, Fred, I could see the light and the white of the nuclear receptor and the black pouring out of my back. And he said, well, that's all the X-rays that you've had in your lifetime that are pouring out of your back. After that, I was seeing different things happening with my blood. I could see my blood clearing. I could see my brain clearing. And I could see, most of all, the toxins in my body leaving my body. And I did wear it for 8 years. My heart was a little weak side. It's getting stronger now. But it was really a remarkable piece of work to be able to wear that nuclear receptor. And it's a blast to wear. I remember when I went to the show in Toronto, and Fred was there, and I was sitting in the audience and watching, and I was marveled by the energy that was coming from the necklace, also from what Fred was doing in terms of kinesiology. And it's quite a show he puts on. And after the show, there were about 500 people in the audience, and he walked right up to me, right in front of me, in front of everybody, and said, this necklace would be good for you. And I went over to his booth, and of course, I bought the silver receptor with the blue sapphire stone. And again, I did wear that for 8 years. I believe in doing the best I can with what I have. And at that particular time, I needed a lot of heart work. So It was a necklace that really worked for me, and it just did some marvelous things. After 8 years, I bought a solid gold receptor, nuclear receptor, that is. And after that, I bought a solid gold receptor with a platinum pave on it, and I used a diamond, a one-carat diamond, and diamonds along the bridge, which intensified the energy immensely and saw tremendous energy coming into my body. And I actually did talk to Sam Jazzy at one point, and that was really a lot of fun to do. It's remarkable what you can do with these necklaces, and if you allow it to be, very important word, if you allow it to be and just wear it and let it do its thing, it does remarkable, remarkable deeds. I know that I've had a lot of toxicity in my body. A lot of that is gone. The best thing to do that I can tell you is to wear it and wear it well. You need to clean it at least once a day because of the radiation that we have on the planet now. So if you wash it in the evening just with water, just put it back on and you'll be fine. You'll be all squared up and you'll be able to feel the day. Now, some things that we've talked about or Fred's talked about is that the necklace itself can actually stop a lot of things from entering your body, such as carbon monoxide. And in California or in New York, where we have tremendous, tremendous carbon monoxide, during traffic, it will stop it dead in its tracks. I mean, it won't even enter your body. And most people don't know it, but when you're breathing in carbon monoxide, your brain changes its waves. It actually lowers the brain frequency. And it'll take you a few hours to get your mind clear. If anybody has ever had an issue with being in traffic for a while and not carbon monoxide poisoning that's in your blood, which takes almost practically all day to get rid of that. So if you're wearing the nuclear receptor, that will actually stop that from happening. Again, the cleansing that you receive from the necklace, which was designed by the Palladians, Dr. Fred, and NASA, I mean, it's quite a piece of work, and it does really, really work. So without any further ado, if anybody needs some help with the necklace or needs any kind of answers, I am here for you this evening. There's a lot that we can do. I can do a lot of healing. I do that on my program. It's a Steve Barish Healing Hour on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which would be 3 p.m. Pacific Time. So it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of good things on the radio. What we did also with the nuclear receptor and the projector, I was out with Fred in California, in L.A., at the LAX airport, and we had a room filled with people. I think we were about 500 or maybe 600 people out there. And after Fred had talked, he asked me to put on a show, and what we did, we brought down three pillars of light. I brought down three pillars of light from heaven. And the people, I think two people in the audience that could see the pillars of light out of all the people. And they were amazed to see that pure white come down in a pyramid form. And it was really, really amazing to see that in pillars of light were three Andromedans. People were getting healings as we were doing a lot of work with the energy. And it was really amazing. People's faces got hot. Their ears got hot. Some people's faces got a little red and burnt. So the energy was coming through, and we had a blast with that kind of energy. It was a lot of fun for me. And Dr. Fred was, we just had a lot of fun with it. But anyhow, getting back to the necklaces, the nuclear receptor, what I've been able to do, I see the light from the nuclear receptor. What happens is the nuclear receptor, is a dish, almost like a satellite dish. It's about an inch and three quarters, if I remember correctly. And inside that are pyramids, and the energy goes through the stone, whichever stone you're wearing, goes through the pyramids, goes through the hole in the center of the dish, and gets intensified with the energy that goes around the back of the necklace, and the back of the dish, and goes into the body, and does a tremendous amount of clarity when I put it on. Number one is that there are about 10 or 12 lines of pure energy. And the energy goes through the hands, the feet, goes through the head, and the interesting part of it is that it will open up your chakras and clear them out. It's an amazing piece of equipment, and we really enjoy it, and I can't talk about it enough because I've seen what these necklaces can do. And my program, we discussed some of it, but not into the detail that I'm talking about it tonight. The other necklace is the projector, and the projector is very interesting. Before I got the projector to wear, I bought four of the big projectors in my massage room. I do massages, and we put them up on the wall, and I put them about 6 feet up, and put it at 1% grade of moving it back. In other words, the energy was intensified by putting the projectors up 1%. And what happens is that when I did that for the first few days, we had Andromedans come into the room, and that was quite interesting. They were there the first day with me for about 4 hours, and they were watching me do work with my clients, and they left about 4 hours later. The following day, I had one that was 9 feet tall that came into the room, held out his hand, and I was taken to Andromeda very, very quickly. I remember going there. I remember sitting in front of a council, actually standing in front of a council, and they were talking to my higher self. And I remember being put into it looked like a crystal bathtub. I can't explain it anymore. And I was breathing through the fluid. And when I came out of the fluid, my chakras were twice as big, and I've been able to do some amazing work with the chakras being a little bigger. So I've had a lot of fun, and Fred's been there to himself, so in terms of being in their ships. And so it's been a lot of fun with the projectors. Now, what happens with the projectors, and why I'm bringing that up at this time? The projectors themselves, all four of them, as I had them in my room, there was a ball of pure white light in the center of the room. The projectors themselves, I don't know how many little pyramids are in the projectors, but they were emitting pure white light from each of the pyramids that were on the projectors themselves. And that was quite intense. The light was coming from the projector through the so-called diamond. It was a quartz diamond, not a real diamond, but, you know, it was a zircon. And that energy was produced in the center of the room. The ball of light was about 2 feet in diameter, was right over the center of my table. So my clients were feeling this tremendous energy on my table. We had a ball with that kind of energy. It's been there for quite some time, and I've had people come around the country to feel the energy in the room. As a matter of fact, one of the people on WBBS radio was there, and she had a blast with it. So it was really, really a lot of fun to do. But anyhow, getting back to the ball in the center of the room, as I'm working, before that even happened, I was able to see the chakras firing. in the body. I've been able to hover over the body within 4 feet and actually see the oxygen going into the chakras. It's a beautiful light blue. It's almost like the light that you would see in a gas stove, that blue, beautiful light. And that's exactly what it looked like coming into the body. So the oxygen was going into the chakras. And you can raise and lower the chakra levels by looking at them and studying them and doing that type of work. It can be done. It's all intuitive, and it's a beautiful thing to do, to watch people actually even light up more when their chakras are raised. What happens is that when you do that, they do go back to normal size. Sometimes people don't want them to go back to normal size, so it might be with them for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then eventually will go back to normal size. So it's been quite interesting over the years to be able to work with chakras and to be able to work with the body. What I do is that when I'm massaging, I can see the energy under the table, above the table. I see the guides. I feel the presence of the Almighty. I've seen the guides, as I said, the angels. I've seen Mother Mary several times. And this energy, it just keeps coming. So when you're working with people, this energy is just tremendous. And if you keep your mind open and you're focused on what you're doing, there's nothing that you can't do with energy. Just allow it to be. It's amazing when you let go, the amount of energy that you can receive through yourself to go to somebody else or even to stay with yourself. So the idea of it is to let go of energy. When you let it go, that's when you with the projectors. The projectors are extremely powerful. Dr. Fred and I, I've actually had people come into my room and disappear right on the table with me. And what I'm talking about is that when you're lying down on the table or I am holding their head, the walls and the doors just start vibrating almost like hills, just like rams skipping. And the walls, the doors, everything disappears in the room. The only thing that's left are those little quartz diamonds. They look like diamonds, zircons, which are bright white light. And all four of them will be firing. Everything in the room is gone. You need to allow yourself to express your expression by letting go. And when you start letting go even more, that's when things even happen more. So you're bringing the universe totally into your room. You're allowing things to just allowing things to be what they are when you're actually looking at them and allowing it to go. So it's an amazing it's amazing to see that, and my clients actually feel that sometimes. It's happened with only a few people, but the amazing thing is that most of my clients they go into transparency. Which means that if I'm at their head, it means that everything is going in their body, their blood, their hearts, liver, spleen, pancreas, kidneys, everything is going. So all you're seeing is a body of transparency. It just actually just disappears and goes into a state of let's say, grace. You're talking about pure transparency, which means is that the universe is coming in, God is there, everything is happening at one moment to bring everything together that you possibly can in the universe. And that's what we do with the work that I'm doing with my clients. So it can be done with the help of the projectors, and also I was doing that a few years ago without the projectors. So the only thing that happened with me with the projectors is that the room actually disappeared above the people. So, in other words, for years I've been able to cause transparency to happen within the body, but the projectors took it a step further by turning the room into pure transparency and allowing that to happen. So it's really a fabulous thing to happen, and it's so much fun to look at and to do. The other thing is that the projectors are constantly firing. The projectors really work in a magnificent way, and you can actually see that happening. I've had all kinds of people show up in the rooms. I've got a wonderful dear friend of mine, Ken, who is a shaman. He doesn't like to be called a shaman, but he is. And we've had bears in the room. We've had all kinds of beautiful animals, totem animals. We've had all kinds of chiefs, all kinds of beautiful princesses. We've had everything come in the room, and it allows us to do some beautiful work. So there's nothing that can't be done if you allow the energy to do so. And what you need to do is just let go. Allow yourself to be. I think that's really, really important in terms of the energy world, is allow yourself to be your true truth and allow everything to go. Allow yourself to be. Allow everything to be what it is. Look at it, enjoy it, but let it go. It's not yours. It's wonderful to see, but again, allow it to go, because God is giving you something, and the more you let it go, the more you will receive even more. So it's really a lot of fun to do, and the pleasure of the room, the pleasure of the meditation room, is to sit down and meditate. And boy, when you do meditation in a room with those projectors, oh boy, there's so much that happens in those rooms. You can actually have everything leave the room. The only thing that's in the room is yourself, and the walls are gone, your body is gone, everything is gone, with the exception of your spirit, and you're right there in the center of the room, in the center of the universe. And those things are possible to do. Believe me, it does happen. You just need to allow yourself the freedom to let go. We've talked about that over the past year and 2 months, as long as I've been on the radio on my own show. And we've done some tremendous healings on my show. And if anybody needs something tonight, please don't hesitate to call. Again, those numbers are 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, or 1-530-876-9146, and worldwide would be 888-815-9756. So, Dr. Fred, I've had a lot of fun over the year that I've been on the radio, and I'm his co-host, actually, and I was proud to get the phone call to do his show. Again, don't be afraid of energy. Allow things to happen. There's nothing to be afraid of. We're talking about universal love. We're talking about universal energy that's very compassionate, that's very loving. Nothing is going to happen. The more you let go, the more you receive. And it's so beautiful to receive that kind of energy. I never ask a guide's name. I never ask an angel their name, other than one time when an angel told me his name. Other than that, I never ask anybody their name. I just allow it to happen, allow it to be, and it's really amazing to see the work that they can do in a matter of a millisecond. So it's fun. I really enjoy massage. I love all my clients. And there's a lot to do with pure, pure light and pure, pure love. You become very in tune with that kind of energy. And once you become in tune with it, you're there. It's just amazing to do and amazing to see when that kind of energy just stays with you day in and day out. And it takes a little while to get used to, because it's quite intense, and then it doesn't become intense any longer because you get used to it. But the energy itself is quite interesting. It's so beautiful to see and so beautiful to work with. You feel very angelic. You feel very divine in divine mind. And it's just a wonderful way of being. And if I can do it, I'm the dumbest person I know. So the best thing to do is just to allow yourself to be and give yourself the time that you need to allow yourself to learn all this kind of beautiful energy. It will come to you if you use your intuition and listen to the intuition and follow it. You'll find that your life will change. You'll find that you're more in tune with God, that you're more in tune with who you are, and you're more in tune with the universe, which is what we're looking for in terms of being ourselves. And the more that we open up to that kind of energy, the more you find out about yourself, the more that you give yourself the credit of being. And that's the most beautiful part of it, is just being and watching what happens around you. So the more you hook to your intuition and the more you listen to it, it's a lot of fun. I'll tell you a story. I had a person that I took down to Social Security to get a Social Security card. And what happened was, hello? Yes, hi.
Hi, I was calling to see if you were doing healings on the air.
Sure.
I don't have
What can I help you with, dear?
I don't have a specific request. I was wondering if you could look and see if there's any blockages that you see needing work done.
Yes, it's in your gut.
Okay, great.
Let's take a look here. You should feel your heart opening now. Good. You should feel your gut opening up with energy right now. You feel that there. You should be able to feel that down in your feet and your gut. How does that feel to you?
I can feel kind of a vibration in my chest.
Good. Allow that vibration to happen. Are you on a cell phone?
No. You're having a hard time hearing me?
Just a little bit, but you're doing better now.
I can speak up.
Okay. Good. Okay, there's a lot of stuff dissipating right now through you. You should be able to feel that energy up around you.
My feet are definitely vibrating.
Good, honey. Good. What we're doing is getting rid of everything that you don't need. Would you do me a big favor?
Mm-hmm.
About a foot and a half in front of you, there is a white light that's coming down from heaven that is 4 feet wide and 4 feet around. What I would like you to do is slowly take your right hand and put it out, and you'll be able to feel that energy right in front of you about a foot and a half away. Can you feel that? That's it. How does that feel to you?
I'm not sure how to explain it.
What I want you to do, it's there, dear, and I know that you can feel it. I want you to walk right into it,
okay.
And I'll tell you when to stop. Right there. How does it feel to you? Allow yourself to be, honey. That's a lot of energy, but it's right from heaven.
Feels like clean air.
Yes. Just stay in there. Good. Good. Just allow your body to clear all itself. You don't have to work at it. That's it. Your mind should be very clear and very gross.
Yeah, feels peaceful.
Excuse me?
Peaceful.
Yes. Good. you should feel more peripheral vision. You should feel your energy opening up all around your body right now.
I can feel my solar plexus relaxing more.
Yes, yes. That's wonderful. If you take a look at yourself, are you capable of seeing energy, dear?
I have before, but not most of the time.
Okay. What's happening right now, your body is in a state of nirvana. Just allow yourself to be in there, honey. You're just clearing so much that the vibration is already taking you into nirvana, honey. Your thoughts should be as clear as... How are your thoughts, honey?
Oh, great. Yeah, this is
open. Everything is open in your body. If you take a look down at your feet, if you can see this, you'll be able to see it. There's a light going down right to the center of the earth from heaven. If you look down, you will see shards. You will see shards of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful quartz all the way down to the center of the earth right now. Ball of light that's emitting from the center of the earth. Can you see that as you're looking down?
Vaguely.
Good, honey. Just vaguely look at it and it'll become more powerful. Can you feel that energy coming through your body now?
Yes.
Good, honey. What you're doing is that you've made a connection between Mother Earth and heaven. Just a perfect connection. That will stay with you for quite some time.
Cool. Thank you.
How does that energy...
It feels really good. It feels very relaxing and peaceful.
I bet. What you need to do is allow yourself to be...
Hello?
I'm right here with you.
Oh, I thought it disappeared.
No, I'm right here. Don't try to comprehend anything with energy, honey. Allow it to go. Make no judgments. Try not to comprehend. Okay, just allow yourself to be, honey. That's it. If you can learn to delete yourself from understanding, that would be wonderful in terms of energy. The more you let go, the more you will receive. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Good. Boy, does that look a lot clearer. Do you have any flowers in your home? Where are you calling from, dear?
Yeah, in Carmel Valley. I garden for a living. I have a lot of flowers around my house.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you walk next to a window? I think you'll see your flowers a lot more colorful.
Well, actually, the greens look greener.
Yes. You're going to see a lot more abundance in terms of colors. So allow yourself to enjoy that.
Oh, cool.
Because what you're doing is that your vibration is going way up, and as your vibration goes up, the colors will even be more vibrant.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Enjoy the evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What we need to do with energy is if you allow it to be, you'll be able to see more. You'll be able to see what you're looking at in a higher vibrancy. So that's what she's doing, and that will last her for quite some time. She just needs to allow herself to be. And that's what we're all working, trying to get to at a higher light level. And it's so easy to do when we just let go. But anyhow, getting back to the necklaces, the projectors themselves, the projector necklace is quite interesting. The story I was trying to tell is that there was a young lady that came with me, and she wanted to get a Social Security card. And I had, at that particular time, an 18-karat gold projector with a platinum bridge and diamonds. And when we up to the front, everybody was leaving, and they were scowling and making bad faces and stuff. And when we got up I'm terribly sorry for the long wait, but our computers are down. And under my said, computer, please turn on. And the person that was with me could feel the energy coming from me, and the computer turned on instantaneously. And the woman jumped back in the seat, and everybody else's computer, I believe, came on. I know that hers did, so I presume that everybody else's computer came on also. But I can only speak for the one. And then she said, well, I'd love to print out the Social Security card for you, but our printers are down. And that's when I said under my breath in my mind, printer, please turn on. And the printer came on instantaneously. She was able to get her card. How long they lasted after we left, I have no idea. But my person that I was with turned around and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, we're just playing around a little bit. And that's what we did. And we walked out. She got her card. And so I was amazed to know that that kind of energy existed. And it was I was very confident that I could do that wearing the projector. So it's really a lot of fun. As long as you're doing things that are life-affirming and really good, I don't think you'll have any trouble with the projectors. The reason that we tell people between 3 and 6 months for the projectors is because the nuclear receptor, what that does basically, it allows you to learn even more of meditation. It'll clear your mind so you don't have negative thought. And the important thing about the projector is that when you're projecting and that kind of force from the universe, you want to make sure that you're asking for things that are pure of life, pure of love, and pure for somebody who might need some help, or if you need some help, or whatever you're asking for, because you don't want to ask anything negative. If you ask for it, that's what you're going to get. So your mind's got to be very clear and understanding that what you ask for, you will receive. I've never asked for, just asked for health and well-being for my clients and for my brothers and my sister-in-laws and different things of that nature. And I've always asked for the planet to be healthy and that everything should be fine between us and the planet and people all over the world, because we are all connected. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we can have that kind of vibrancy on the planet and be able to connect to one another and help ourselves and help our neighbors as much as we possibly can with love, faith, and compassion. Anyhow, that was the story about the necklace with Social Security. But the other things with these necklaces is that when you're using them, I use both of them. I wear both the nuclear receptor and the projector at the same time. It took me a little while to get. I just got a platinum projector. And I wore that alone for about, I think about 2 months now, and I'm just putting back my nuclear receptor to accept the kind of energy that I'm looking for. So you got to give yourself a little time with the silver projector or the gold projector, and the platinum for sure. It's extremely powerful, and I think, if I remember, I think Fred said that I had one, and I believe, if I remember correctly, there was this actor that had one that uses one very well. I think it's, I forget his name, but anyhow, I think there's two of us that are wearing platinum projectors. If there's a third one, please forgive me, but I don't believe so. Anyhow, the projectors themselves are extremely powerful, and they're really a lot of fun to wear. Just give yourself a little while with a nuclear receptor and then order one. The silver one is quite interesting, and they can test you with what kind of, if anybody's wearing a nuclear receptor this evening and want to have a check on what kind of stone they need If they ask me, I can change the stone to the stone that they're asking for to see if it's the right kind of stone for them to wear. So I'm more than happy to do that. It's really a lot of fun to be able to use this kind of energy and to help people out. It's amazing. I remember when I was with Fred, I can instantaneously get a stone. And what we were doing, we were selling them in Toronto, and we were selling them in Los Angeles. And the year before, we were selling them at Laguna Beach. And what I was doing was I was instantaneously getting the stone for people, either with the projector or with the nuclear receptor. And we had a lot of fun with that. And so it's really amazing what you can do when you really put your mind to it and allow things to go. The other thing is that I bought a power dome from Fred, and that seems to be very interesting. I've got a flamethrower also from Fred, and I use that on people's feet. And what happens is that we take it off the wall, and we put it next to the person's right foot or left foot, whichever needs it the worst, and the energy just expands tremendously and gets rid of all negative energy in the body instantaneously. It's quite interesting to see, and it really does work. And so people are really taken back with it. The other thing that I have that I have a lot of fun with is the I have a master crystal. And Fred took me about 6 months of talking to Fred, who was trying to sell me this master crystal. And I said, I don't want it. I don't need it. And I bought it eventually. And what happens with the master crystal? It becomes part of you, as the projectors do and the nuclear receptor and the projector that you wear. And what was happening and what is happening is that shards of light come off the master crystal. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. What can I help you with, sir?
I wanted to know if you could tell me what... I've had my receptor for probably 2 or 3 years, and I know I probably need a new stone.
Right.
And,
what kind of stone do you have now, sir?
If you could feel my energy and tell me what you thought I...
Yes. What kind of necklace do you have now?
I have the receptor. It's a silver one.
Yes, and what kind of stone do you have now?
It's just a clear one. I can't remember.
Are you talking about a zircon?
Yes, that's what it would be exactly.
Okay. Well, let's take it to a diamond and see what happens. I'm going to change the energy to a diamond. Here we go. How does that feel to you?
I definitely feel an energy.
Yes. I'm watching your hands. I'm watching the energy. Yes, I think you're ready for a diamond. What's happening is that the energy in your body is starting to clear more. The diamond is the highest vibration we know in terms of stones. What's happening with the diamond is that has all the colors in it. I'm making sure that your heart's fine. Everything's fine. You should be able to feel that energy in your feet and your hands now. Can you feel that?
Well, I was just playing my guitar, so my hands were already warmed up. So
okay. I would definitely say that you could use a diamond. Your heart's really vibrating nicely with the diamond energy.
Yeah, I definitely felt something, which is sort of interesting. So
Yes. What I'm going to do is change that stone back to a zircon. So we're doing that right now. Now the energy is coming down. Can you feel that? You be able to feel the energy coming down. The stone that you were wearing, the diamond, is a high vibrancy with this one. Do you feel the energy coming down now?
I have to try to refocus because I apologize. My kids are over there sort of wrestling.
Okay.
It's always something.
Of course.
Before I definitely felt it. Now I just have to try to refeel.
Yeah, what you're doing is that the energy, I'll help you out, the energy is coming down where the vibrancy of the diamond was way up. We'll do it again in a minute to show you the difference, but do you feel that coming down now?
I definitely feel more relaxed, if you mean, in that sort of thing.
Right. Now, what I'm going to do is take the diamond, put the diamond energy back in. You should be able to feel that energy coming up again. Can you feel yourself expanding?
Slightly.
Good.
Now I definitely feel it more.
Yes. I think that's the stone of choice.
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Yes, the... Now, do you have a silver receptor?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't afford the gold. Just...
No, that's fine. My suggestion is that take it to a jeweler and have them clean it. They have a machine.
I'll be honest with you, I'm impeccable about cleaning mine.
Okay, good. I take mine to a jeweler all the time.
I notice a huge difference.
Right. And I like to have them do it because it comes out clean as a whistle.
Right.
So, but if you're impeccable, if you're doing a great job, that's fine.
Yeah, I have a projector too, and I'm still trying to work with that, but it's just the zircon, like you said, because I couldn't, and it's just silver also because I couldn't afford it.
Right. I would stay with the. I could change it for you, but it might take you a little while.
I don't know if I'm quite ready to jump there, but maybe in the future I'll definitely get it.
What happens when you put diamonds in the projector? The diamonds will actually fire and energy up tremendously. And if you're not ready for that, I wouldn't even attempt to... put that in there.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think the diamond in your nuclear receptor would be fine.
Yeah, I've definitely felt like I've needed something different for it.
Yes, you're absolutely correct with that.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate all your time, sir. I apologize about my kid screaming back there.
I'll tell you what I can do for you so you have an idea. Where are you calling from?
Well,
Hello. Yes.
Right.
Where are you calling from, sir?
St. Louis.
Hello? Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm trying to answer. I'm sorry. St. Louis?
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you hold your hand out like you're shaking my hand? I'm going to pass energy over with my thumb at your fingertips. You should be able to feel that energy right now. Can you feel that energy touching you at your fingertips?
You have to remember my fingers are heavily calloused, so right now I'm not.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Put your hand up. Hold your palm up.
Okay.
That would be even better. Can you feel that energy now?
I feel more of an energy holding my hand that way. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
No.
Okay,
more of an energy for sure.
What I'm doing is showing you the aura. The aura is infinite. So when you're thinking about your aura, think of it as being eternal. That aura goes right to heaven. People think that the aura is only a foot away from the body, and it's actually more internal, and it goes to eternal. So... you're doing good.
I'm working on it. I'm just a work in progress.
That's what we all are.
I like to coin the phrase that Dr. Fred said, I'm a student of the universe. I like that one.
Yes, that's what we are. We're all students. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I'll give you a call back in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
The energy that you receive, what I've done on my show, I've had people call me from, as a matter of fact, London, England, or Sweden, and I've had their fingertips at in front of them, and they can actually feel the energy. It's either warmth or tingling at their fingertips. And what I'm trying to show them is that we are all connected. There's nobody that's not connected. It all goes to heaven. It's amazing how much energy there is and how it flows so evenly and beautifully, and we have a lot of fun with it. So what I would highly suggest to do, tomorrow night I'll be on again. It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and we're going to be doing a lot of healing, and people that are connecting to their in let that, you know, try to connect your intuition and call me tomorrow night on the radio show and tell me how it went. It's so important for people to make that connection to their higher self and to the energy of heaven. And very, very interesting. It's really a lot of fun to do. But meantime, let's get back to the energies of the Master Crystal. The Master Crystal is actually filled with compassion. It's filled with love. It's filled with harmony. It's the only crystal that can actually think and do something to allow it to enter your body with love, light, harmony, and compassion. As I'm working with people again, the shards of light will go into their chakras or go into the part of the body that they need. And I've had my clients tell me how hot the crystal feels on their tummy when it starts clearing, or their mind. So Master Crystals, the reason I'm bringing that up is that there's not too many of them left. I know Dr. Fred's got maybe one or two left, or three. There aren't too many in the world left, and if you want to have an experience far above anything you've done so far, and you want to share something, that's what I would share with, is a Master Crystal. It becomes you, and you become the crystal as well, excuse me, as well as your necklace becomes you, and you become part of the necklace. It's amazing how things will connect with you and love you, and you'll love them in turn. But it's amazing what can be done. So there's a lot of things to do with energy. The main thing to do is to connect to that, but let go. Allow the energy to let go. The more you let go, the more you receive. I know that I saw the Ark of the Covenant, and I was allowed to go into the Ark, and I was given the opportunity to see in the Ark, and the one thing that I was told to do is just let go. And that's what I did. It's wonderful to see, but it's also wonderful to let go, because the more you let go, the more you receive. So there's a lot of stories that I can tell you about different things that I have seen, but we're running out of time really quickly here. But on my show, I talk about different things of that nature that I've seen, and I try to help as many people as I can in terms of clearing the energy and doing as much as I can to help them with nuclear receptors, projectors. But basically, it's my show, and we talk about energy, love, light, compassion, harmony, and what the energy that you have, and how to make yourself as beautiful as one can be. And that's what I'm all about. And it's wonderful to talk to everybody and have a lot of fun with this kind of energy. But remember, the more we have, if you let go, the more you'll receive. The idea of it is to open your heart. Let your heart sing. What I'm working with right now is that I'm working with the cells of the body, the atomic structure. I'm working with the fluids of the body, and we're able to get rid of depression using the fluids of the body. So it's things that we're discussing on my show. I've discussed it with Dr. Fred a few times. But we're doing a lot of work with that on the radio show. The first time I started moving the fluids of my body and putting more love and light in there, I'm not a depressed person, but I was happy for 7 hours, and that was the first treatment that I gave myself. So I do that on the air, and it's free. So as long as I'm doing it on the air and it's free, please don't hesitate to call me, and I'm more than happy to help you out. This is all new work. I've been able to hear the DNA of the body, and it's got a beautiful song. and the harmony of it is a vibrant that's so beautiful, and it comes right from heaven. So there's a lot to do and a lot to hear and a lot to see. Again, the more you let go, the more you can hear, the more you can see, the more you can love. And please, love your wife, love your husband, love your children, love everything about everybody, because we're all the same. There's nobody different. We're all connected to one maker. And allow that to be. The more we connect to that, the more love that there is, the more love you'll receive, and you'll be able to feel things at a much higher vibration. It's been a pleasure talking to you this evening. I wish I could spend more time with you, but a healing, please don't hesitate to give me a call now. We only have about 2 more minutes, but it's been a pleasure, and it's a lot of fun being on his show and doing this wonderful work. So thank you, Dr. Fred. I hope everything is doing well in Temecula for you or wherever you're traveling at. And the person I was talking about on WBBS that was in my home and we did a lot of energy work was Dr. Valerie Olmsted, who is a very dear friend and a very, very gifted person. So if you're out in Sedona way, don't hesitate to give her a call. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.